It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fanny, online!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 823 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of March, 2011, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, Miss Kitty, a little show. Y'all, we are on the high seas, but before we tell you about that, we gotta tell you about going to Mexico. Yes, Big Freddy. Hi, everyone, I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. If you are getting this, it is a pure damn miracle. That's just all there is to it, because y'all, the wireless connection at the hotel in Mexico was simply non-existent. Y'all, even the people that work there couldn't tell me how to get on it, and y'all, you had to be in the lobby. Y'all, you basically had to sit in the lap of the guy at the desk to be able to use it, and y'all, then it still wouldn't work, and they couldn't figure out why. And y'all, that is a car. That is a what was that, Miss Kitty? That was a wait. Here's the menu right here. y'all, and let me just it's in the plastic envelope here. That way, when Big Fatty vomits, it doesn't ruin the menu. Y'all, that is the Caribbean cuisine menu of the tomato cucumber salsa, the hidden sardines, Angelica's plantain soup, Curacao chicken, rice, spicy onion pickle, and pumpkin pancake with Curacao liqueur sauce. But we'll tell you more about that probably on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, by the way, both me and Miss Kitty are here in the stateroom of the Serenade of the Seas, and y'all, we are podcasting with pants off. In fact, we are podcasting pure buck naked. Just pure buck naked. And y'all, Miss Kitty has been extremely gassy on this trip, even more so than Big Fatty. And y'all, so if you hear loud gaseous sounds, it is not Big Fatty, probably. And anyway, but y'all, Miss Kitty is laying over on the bed, so I don't know if you'll be able to hear him or not. But maybe he'll scoot over here, not like a dog scoots, but maybe he'll scoot. Although he might, y'all, because you know how Miss Kitty is. You know, any action is better than no action. And anyway, we took off to Mexico, Puerto Rico. Met Granny and Miss Porter at the Aeropuerto, which of course we all know is Mexican for, say it with me, Aeropuerto. And there were no instances. We had to do some adjustments to the passage coupons, so that our valises and grips would arrive in Mexico with us. And then we changed planes in the Atlantas, and y'all had just a vulgar, vile brufkus there. It was
expensive.
It was expensive, and it was cold eggs. And Miss Kitty does not like the cold eggs, y'all. Let me just tell you, don't you ever think of serving Miss Kitty cold eggs. Yeah, just pull up a table there, Miss Kitty, and that way you can get up here closer to the micro hoist. Anyway, Miss Kitty is hiding his cellular telephonic device because, you know, our cabin steward is... But, anyway, it really wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. But, y'all, Big Fatty needed some sustenance. And then we got on the Aeroplano to San Juan, Mexico, and y'all, they had food for sale, and so Big Fatty had what did I have? I had a chicken wrap sandwich or something like that. And y'all, it came with some celery sticks. Y'all, this micro hoist is not cooperating today. So you may hear some adjustments being made as I'm nitter-nattering about this. But had some celery sticks and some carrot sticks and some blue cheese dressing. And y'all, it was quite good. Quite good. But y'all, it was $8. And y'all, Miss Kitty had picked up breakfast for everybody, the vile cold breakfast in Atlanta for everybody. So y'all, we all felt obligated to do something for him. And so Granny says, "Well, Brad Freddy, I will buy Miss Kitty a Tanqueray and tonic on this leg of the flight." So Miss Kitty ordered it, and the woman came through and charged me for it. And then I had to go through and, it took about 15 minutes to reverse the charge. And, you know, I was just about to the point where I said, just bring me the Tanqueray and tonic because, you know, this is making me need to drink. One moment, please. And then we arrived at the Aeropuerto in San Juan. And I don't recall any instant anything that of excitement that happened on the flight. Do you remember anything, Miss Kitty?
No, and everything went smoothly all the way into the taxi cab into the hotel.
No
incidents.
There were no incidents. All the luggage arrived, which was amazing. Then we got the taxi cab, and y'all, they told us it was going to be $19 a person. Plus a dollar per bag, plus a 50-cent surcharge. And, y'all, that's how they get you. They throw on a little surcharge. It's just 50 cents. But you'll get 50 cents to death. They'll get you on a 50-center every time. But, and then there's a gratuity. And so we got to the hotel, y'all. And the traffic here in San Juan is much like the 101. I mean, y'all, it's just stop and go. It's stop and go. You'd think you were near Walnut Hills the way the traffic is out here in the San Juan, Mexico. But y'all, I did not see any kind of motor home doing a spin out on the 101 while we were here. But you know, you never know about these things. I was alert and watching the roads just in case. But we got to the hotel and we got all checked in and we thought, well, we're just going to the rooftop restaurant, and y'all, it's only open on for brofkas. And y'all, the continental brofkas they sell, you know, they go, it's just lovely. We have a man come in each morning. He has the cereal and the breads and the sweeties and the coffee and juices, and it's just lovely, and the view is just wonderful. And everybody, that just sounds wonderful, yeah. And and it's $5.35. And but I didn't finish telling you about the taxi cab, y'all. We got to the hotel, and the guy says, so we each pulled out our $19 plus our dollar plus our 50 cent surcharge plus our gratuity. And, y'all, he says, I'm not going to stick it to you. I'm not going to stick it to you like the man does. It's only $19 for the four of you, plus a dollar a bag and 50 cent surcharge. So, y'all, he ended up with a pretty good tip. Who paid for that cab ride, Miss Kitty? Do you remember? Do you recall off the top of your head?
No.
I believe it was me. Anyway.
$20.
Right, it was $20.
I remember that.
Right, I believe you did some of the tipping on that, didn't you? Or did you do baggage charges or something? I don't know. Anyway, we reclined, and you know, there were some gentlemen callers that had expressed an interest in coming by the auxiliary fat cave there in Mexico, but y'all couldn't get on the intertubes. But finally, Miss Kitty says, "Well, why don't you use your cellular telephonic device? It's a computer." And I said, that's true. Maybe I will. And so I did. And y'all sent out a message to everyone. Not a single one of them wanted to come over. Such is life. So anyway, so Okay, Miss Porter, of course, yo, they smoke like chimneys. And everything revolves around them sticking a fag in their mouth. And only Naught and Stephen the Uck and maybe John from Ely, who has unsubscribed a long time ago, and Simon maybe would understand sucking on a fag. Especially Naught. But anyway, so they were out smoking and joking out in front of the hotel, and we decided we was going to go get us a little snack a snack, because Miss Kitty, of course, he had not eaten on the flight. Granny and Miss Porter had some sort of box with some sort of dried meats and cheeses, and y'all, it looked vulgar. It just looked vulgar. I paid $8 for my delicious sandwich, and they paid $5 for a box of vulgarness. And that's what that was. And so Miss Kitty was a little hungries, had a little hungries. And y'all, we found out where the locals eat, and we went and looked at the menu, and everybody turned their nose up at it. And so we ended up at the Hard Rock Cafe San Juan. And y'all, for it to be the Hard Rock Cafe, they played a lot of James Taylor, and so not so Hard Rock Cafe. And let's see, I don't know what did you have, Miss Kitty? I don't remember. You had a chicken Caesar salad, and Granny had a shrimp skewer, and I don't remember what else he had. Yeah. Miss Porter had potato skins, yeah. And Miss Porter had chicken fingers, and Big Fatty had a lettuce wraps platter. And y'all,
looked vile.
It did look vile, but it was okay. But y'all, overall, it was all pretty vile. And none of them had ever been to a Hard Rock Cafe, so now they can say they've been to one and never have to go again. Because y'all, it's just vile. It's just vile. But everybody should experience a big box of vileness. So after that, we walked back to the hotel, and Granny and Miss Porter decided they were wanted some adult beverages, so I think they walked down and found a convenience store and got Miss Kitty a Coca-Cola. And y'all, then one gentleman caller did stop by, but this is somebody that Big Fatty knew from that lives in North Kakalaki, who just happened to be in Mexico visiting his family, and so he stopped by and brought a roll of paper towels, so we were set to go. And I'll just, y'all, if this had been filmed, it probably could, the title of this pornographic film would be Walrus Fucking. And, y'all, it was just not pretty. And I couldn't see it, and it wasn't pretty. But mercifully, there were no loud vomiting sounds during it, and that was that. And we got up on Saturday morning, and had the Continental breakfast, the 5:35 Continental breakfast, which Big Fatty enjoyed, but everybody else seemed to kind of piddle paddle with it. And
but it was only $5.35.
Right, it was only $5.35. And so then we went back and we all completed our ablutions and had a little nup a nap because, y'all, we didn't want to check out of the hotel too early because checkout was at noon.
And we couldn't get on the ship
until 1 o'clock. But we didn't want to get here at 1 o'clock because they said the little lines were going to be horrible. Just horrible. Oh, they're going to be horrible. Just horrible. And we checked out. What was it, about 11:30 a.m. in the morning?
Correct.
And did a little walking tour of the island. And y'all, this is when Miss Kitty got her new nickname. And it's her new nickname is Stumbles McKitty. And y'all, we're walking along, and all of a sudden, Kitty falls over a curb. Oh, be careful, Kitty, now, be careful now. And y'all, so we're just walking along more, and all of a sudden, the Miss Kitty is lunging at me, y'all. She's lunging at me. And y'all, so I catch him, and y'all, he had stumbled over something else. And y'all, it was just sad. It was just sad. It's as if somebody had to stumble out of bed and walk down the hall to their recording studio. Y'all, it's just sad to see the. Oh, and y'all, the Miss Kitty's showing me a bruise. Is that, where is that bruise from? From me catching you?
That's where I hit the wall.
Oh, so. Anyway, so Stumbles made it through the rest of the day. Y'all, we went to the big fote, and y'all, the wind was blowing like a tornado.
It
was just like a tornado, and there were lots of these little Mexican children running around with kites. Y'all almost got hit in the head by a kite, but we decided not to pay the, how much was it, $5 for the. For the tour of the fort?
Yeah,
y'all, we decided, you know, we had already paid $5 for that complimentary breakfast, and we'd already been there. Granny and Miss Porter, they don't have any appreciation for anything like that. So then...
this is our third time here.
Right. So we were... we were beginning to head back towards the hotel, and y'all, we were all just a little overcome by the heat. So we found a grassy knoll, and we sat down on benches there, and then all of a sudden Miss Granny got up and was over getting a snow cone.
Shaved ice.
Yeah, it was a snow cone, and then Big Fatty decided he needed a snow cone, and Miss Porter needed a snow cone. Stumbles McKitty didn't need a snow cone. And y'all, when I got up to go get my snow cone, some old woman sat down by Miss Kitty. Y'all, I think she was putting the make on him. And anyway, Stumbles sat there and played with her boobies for a while she ate a snow cone. And then we all went back to the hotel, caught a taxicab to the boat, and got to the boat. What was it, about 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon? And y'all just, it was an expedited check-in, and got on board, and we had immediately were rushed to the buffet. And we had a little snack in the buffet, and then we had we went to check out the specialty restaurant. Me and Miss Kitty decided we would do an early first evening meal at the Chop Steakhouse, and Granny and Miss Porter, they didn't want to do that, and they went to the buffet, and then Miss Kitty almost made an appointment for a massage. But y'all, between the time that he could order the massage for $129 and the time that they made the reservation, it had gone from $129 to $208. And so Miss Kitty just gave him the finger. And that was the end of that. And then Big Fatty, we came back to the room, and y'all, I went to... came back and we relaxed for a little while and everything. Well, y'all, we went to get ready to go to dinner, and Big Fatty went to put his underwear on. He put both legs through one of the leg holes. So, and y'all, I don't know how I did it. I just don't know how I did it, but both of my legs were through the right leg hole. And so, you know, that was a good laugh. And Miss Kitty, oh, Big Fatty, you're just retarded. And y'all, then when we came back from the dinner show that evening, Miss Kitty took her pants off, and y'all, she had on her underpants backwards. So anyway, old Stumbles Mac backwards underpants had to eat her words a little bit. Oh, dear gussie. And y'all, I guess that's where we're gonna have to stop for today. Y'all, the boat hadn't even left yet, and we're having to stop for the first day. Now, y'all, I'm telling you, the Wi-Fi is non-existent. So if you get this, let me just tell you right now, you won't get another show this week. But I'm gonna give it the old college try to see if I can get this one uploaded. And if not, then what can I say? You're just have to wait until Big Fatty returns to the Fat Cave to be able to entertain you with his dulcet tones and his improperly worn underpants. So, y'all, we will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be in, where are we going to be? Curacao. Yes, Big Fatty, Curacao, like that liquor. Oh, dear, I see we're a little short. Well, hi, Arlo Munson.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.